the FA should just say to them, look, if you don't make yourself eligible for an under 21 campaign if you're selected, then therefore you won't be considered by the national team for however many years. You know, that's where they all want to go. They all want to get there because it means a lot to them to play for the national side and go to the European Championships and World Cups. And you've got to find a way of getting these kids incentivized to want to play in these competitions. As Danny rightly pointed out, Spain, Germany in the past, they've all incentivized the youngsters, not by threatening to ban them, but by saying, you know, be proud to play for your country. I mean, you know, Trevor, probably a lovely fella, Trevor. I've never come across him. Should never be in the role he was in for 10 years. Should never have ever been there, ever. He's got no clue at all about youth development. He hasn't. He's so far out of touch with reality. You only have to listen to his interview. He is miles away.
Well, he spent a lot of time working in the setup St George's Park, didn't he? Trevor spent a lot of time working with these young players.
What are we here to do? Are we here to build facilities and have a lovely, nice playing surface? And are we here to do well and develop players? Because we're not doing it. You know, I could spend anyone's money building a lovely place and get architects in and lottery funds and FA funds. It's easy to do. That's not a difficult job. You can get any man off the street to do that. You're here to develop young players. And I think it's scandalous what they're doing because you're killing these young players. You know, the likes of Will Hughes, great reputation going into the tournament. You know, he's dragged off at half-time in the second game against Sweden. And I don't think he had time to show what he was about. You know, Harry Kane goes there, to be fair to him. One of the few went out on a limb and said, I want to play in it against club's advice. You know, he actually didn't enhance his reputation at all by trying to play for England and trying to do the right thing. He's been let down by people around him, people who should be putting the right seeds in place. I hope Dan Ashworth gets it right.
Is that the FA? Right. Sorry, Joey, you're saying he's being let down. Is he being let down by the clubs or is he being let down by the FA?
Well, ultimately, the responsibility lies on the organisation. You know, if the football... You know, powers that be can't pull the clubs into line, which I don't think they can now because they've got, you know, limited power with the big clubs, and they're very, very mindful of the power of the Premier League. It's difficult for them to pull them in line. You know, the horse is bolted, and it's going to be a case of not really, you know, how do we get them back on board? How do we get these kids to say to the clubs, like Harry Kane did, I want to represent my country in a major competition for my age group to prove I'm one of the best young players in Europe. Obviously, this tournament has never happened.